Cast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. We now present part four of Imam Muhammad's address in Hartford, Connecticut, December 10, 1994.
And you have the other kind of brother who thinks just because he's in business, you're supposed to rush to his door because you're his brother. And he doesn't care about treating you right. He's not interested in getting products that make you feel good. He's not interested in introducing you to better quality things. Yes. Say, I think they'll like this. I think they'll like this. He doesn't have that interest in excellence at all. Yes. He doesn't have that interest in your welfare at all. He's not caring about how you're going to feel after you ate his soup or beans or his chicken. He doesn't care how you feel after you eat it. He doesn't want you to come in and buy it. Yes. But if he cares how you're going to feel while you eat it, and how you feel when it's digesting, and how it's going to affect your health next week and next year, that's the kind of man you should be supporting in business. Yeah. Or a woman, yeah. You see? If he's in the clothing business, he should love to bring you items that he's proud of. He should love to, this garment here. How do you like it? Yeah. I shopped around in the market for a long time to find this garment. I thought the Muslims would love it. How do you like it, sister? Do you like it, brother? That's the man you support. Now, I'm teaching you African Americans how to do this thing. Yeah, you have to change your way. Don't get going. You know, the average one of us, we don't know. Say, I got enough money. I'm going to open up a restaurant. And all he knows is a picture of a restaurant. He knows what the restaurant looks like. He's seen them over and over again. So he go in there and he reproduces that picture. He got the picture of a restaurant. And every time the cash register rang two or three times, he opened up and looked at it. He ain't even going to check on his customer and say, how's the soup today? How's the chicken? Do you like the meal that's prepared? No, he didn't. Okay, I'll see you all in about 30 minutes. I'll be back in about 20 minutes. After a while, we don't see him in business no more. Or if he's still in business, he got the business supported by drugs, selling drugs and other things. You know, and got the business at the front, and still you going away. Bad food. So, first thing we should learn is how to support all that is good and be against all that is bad. Don't reward people who are mistreating you. We'll never have a community if we do that. Only way we're going to grow as a community, we have to refuse support to people that don't have any sense of decency, don't have no sense of respect for each other or for customers. We can't reward those people. We have to punish them. Punish them by denying them support. And reward those who are worthy of our support. Reward them with our support. So we need a strategy. And I think what I'm talking on now is a strategy. That's a strategy, but it's just good sense. It's just good sense. It's just good human sense. That's a strategy. We just can't open up business like the American people do and take because the lights are on and the food is done and somebody bringing it out to them and the packages are being, the stuff being wrapped and the cash register is going on and hitting and you're tabulating and stuff. That ain't in business. In business is having the intelligence to know what is good and bad for your business and to avoid all that is bad for your business and go after all that is good for your business. See? That's a strategy. The strategy of the sane-minded, the decent-minded people. For them, it's not a strategy, it's just their nature. But for people in America, you need that strategy. I call it a strategy for America. It's a strategy. Now, education, thank you very much. Education, need a little water here. You hear that pop? That means no liquor is in here. I just opened. Thank you. I had to let them know I just broke it. You know, the plastic just came apart. No liquor. No. No, Poland Spring water. For education now, it's not good enough just to say, oh, we have parents here with children and have qualified persons who can teach them. We should start a school. That's good, but that's not enough. We need to look way down the line. You know what our life is described as? A path. It's a deal in law. That means in the path of God. It's described as a path. And the path to me is a street. More than that, it's a road. Yes. It's a road. It's an interstate road. A road that takes me from one state to another, carry me all over, you know? That's what it's to me. Now, you get on a path and you ain't got your mind on nothing but where you are now. Where you gonna go on that path? You get on a path, the vehicle to ride in is the guidance of God. So here you are in your vehicle, and you sitting in the vehicle, and you just looking the right where you are now. To move on a path, you have to look out in front of your head. You have to cast your sights in front of you in the head. You have to look farther than where you are. You have to look beyond where you are. In the road, in the direction that you want to go in. Right? You imagine somebody driving a car and looking at right where they are? They wouldn't have nothing but accidents. And I think that's the state of the African American people. They're just driving the vehicle and they're down the road, down the path of human activity and progress, and they're just looking at nowhere around. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, how do I get off here in the cornfield? Yeah, so that's what we need. We need anything we get involved in, we need to not think about it where it is just now. Yeah. We need to be thinking about where it should be going tomorrow and next week and next year and 20 years from now and how it's going to, what shape I'm going to have it in when I pass it on to these youngsters that I'm teaching in school right now. This is the thinking we need. So we don't need just schools. We can't have just schools. We have to have Muslim training, teachers college. And we have to support Muslim teachers college. And we have to see growth and expansion for Muslim teachers college until we have one in every major city. Yes. And we must obligate those teachers to not to just teach as American citizens. But they have to teach as Muslim citizens.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That means they have to have a vision separate from the American vision. They have to have a vision in education that is serving the present and future needs of the Muslim community and their children.
Yes.
Yes. So we just can't copy a curriculum from the American public school system, or from them. We have to make a curriculum for our own future, life and future as Muslims. And we must utilize that school to the fullest. If that school can also provide for cultural theater, then the school should have, why not? School should have a cultural theater.
Right.
We should hope to have a school big enough to provide a cultural theater right in the school. In Chicago, Don Elijah Muhammad, he allowed us to do that. We were right in the school, we had a theater, a stage, so right there we used a stage also for little Islamic plays, Muslim plays, Muslim entertainment. that we should be doing the same now. We should be doing it in a much bigger and much better way.
You will return to today's broadcast after these important messages. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation, will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contribution made payable to Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad and mail through Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. Imam W. Dean Muhammad will be making personal appearances at the following cities during the month of March. March the 18th and 19th, Nashville, Tennessee. March 24th and 25th, Newark, New Jersey. For more information, see Muslim Journal. And now back to today's program.
To be pioneers for the establishment of Muslim community life in America. We should be pioneers. Pioneers mean this, that we should have unorthodox methods, plans, and ways of doing things. What do we mean by unorthodox? Mean that you don't find it everywhere. This is something new. This is something different. This is something against the regular way it's done. So we're going to come up with some very unorthodox ways or means and methods of supporting business development in this community. And to start with, I'm forming a club. Yes. I already selected some people. They know. Some of them right here, right up here around me right now. I'm starting a club of pioneers in business who meet together, plan together, put our resources together, and advance business in the African-American community, especially in the Muslim community. I hope by sometime in 1995, I'll be able to present to you, if not a catalog, at least a few pages. Nice, beautiful glossary pages with items that we can give to you. Competitive price, yes, quality things, quality items at a competitive price that we can give you for the strengthening of this community. Yes, we hope to have that. Real live camera shots of the thing, so you'll see it just the way it will look when you get it. You'll see it just the way it will look. We hope to be able to present that to you and invite you to support Muslim business and support also Muslim consumer, because our interest is not just the businessman. Our interest is to support the consumer, support the consumer with better treatment and with better quality for at least the same price or less. Our idea is also to give brothers who have ability, industrious brothers, who are not waiting for welfare and not waiting for something to come to them, but they're going out working, they're trying to make some money, to give those brothers an opportunity to come into a bigger and better business. Where they'll be able to handle products that we can bring. We can bring them from America, we can bring them from around America, from Mexico, Canada. We can bring them also from overseas, from Morocco, from Egypt. We can bring them from Pakistan. We can bring them from many parts of the world. We can bring some items from Saudi Arabia. Yes, we can do this. We're not going to rush into it. We're going to go very, very carefully into it and select very carefully and move very carefully so we don't have to regret anything we've done. We do. And we're going to punish those who disappoint us. We ain't going to let the law of the United States punish them. We're going to punish them. Yeah. Even if I have to hire an Italian from Italy. I'll make a trip over there to get an audience with the Pope, and my next stop will be to see an Italian in Italy. But I have to go to that extreme. Believe me, this is a new day. There'll be nobody stealing from us and going with both their hands, none of them cut off. Allahu Akbar. And I hope that never has to be done, because the people that I'm bringing together, they all love this religion, and they all love to see our people come in a better life and in a better future. Better future and have a better life on this earth. So I'm collecting them very carefully, and I'm sure we're not going to have such problems. But it's good to let people know what to expect. And it's not going to be easy to get into it. I know right away some people say, oh, I like to join, I like being that, I like being, I want to be a member of that club. Your credit has to be good first. And if you can't get credit with American Airlines, you can't buy a ticket there, you can't go in a hotel and get a room with your credit, forget about it. One of these credit card people that'll be with me, they have to work with you. You'll be their responsibility, not mine. You know, good credit is proof of a person's sincerity, honesty, and industry. Yes, it is. That's the proof of it. I just got a card in the mail. I've been paying mortgage bill very regularly without failing for more than two years now. So I get a card from these people, say we have already approved $3,500 loan to you, and the rates are very low. The interest rates are very low. It looks real good. I'm not turning it down. I don't want to need the money right now, but maybe I need it to make a purchase pretty soon when we go and start making some purchases. I might need it to make a purchase, so I'll keep it there. I'll get that money and it'll help us make a purchase. And believe me, the idea that we have, we don't even need money up front. You know, you watch Home Shopping on television? You trust those people enough to send your money to them, don't you? And they tell you to give us 2 to 4 weeks or whatever, right? Do you trust me like that? Well, look, we're going to get into the money. If you trust me like that, we certainly going to get into the money. I'm not in this alone. We've been discussing it now for about 5 years or more. So we're ready. We think we're about ready now. And I got Muslim, mostly men, but a few sisters from Milwaukee all the way up here in the South, everywhere we have them. And we got some that have money. Got one brother told me just last week, he said, "Brother Imam, my $30,000 still waiting. He just let me know when you need it. $30,000. He wants to invest it. And I'm not going to be responsible for anything but holding people accountable to what we promise, to what we pledge ourselves to do, and what we promise. That's all I'm responsible for. What I mean by that, each person stands on his own. The only benefit they have is my reputation. And what we can get, the cost of that reputation, outside our community and inside our community. You know, trust is the most valuable asset you have, trust. And if you all trust me, we all can benefit from that trust. We all can benefit from that trust. Look what happened because of one who was called the trustworthy one, Muhammad the Prophet. Means the trustworthy one. Look what happened. Great nation, new world built upon the great character of Muhammad the Prophet. Yes. Now I know we don't measure up to that, but I'm very thankful to Allah, and I'm thankful to you that you all trust me. Most of you trust me throughout this country, south, everywhere I go, south, everywhere. You trust me. And where I live with people, they trust me even more. Philadelphia, I live with them for a while. I don't care what's happening in Philadelphia. I go back there, you see the, I go there right now, next Sunday and next month, you see the response we get. It'll be great. I also live in Oakland, California. We have a great imam there, Imam Shirai. He had been there since I left. I go there, you see the response there. I lived in Chicago. The imams there, they need 5 years out of the community, each one of them, for doing nothing. They need to be punished for doing nothing. But if I go there and let the people know I'm going to be the imam there, you'll see the great response there. The people are there. So we have people all over, but they want to see us produce something. They don't want to just hear talk, they're tired of talk. They want to hear us, see us produce something. And that's what we've been planning now for over 5 years. We've been planning to first identify people that can work with us, intelligent people, experienced people, truthful, dedicated people, identify them, acquaint them with the idea, get their commitment to it, and now I think we have enough people and enough understanding of the simple business plan. That's what it is, just a simple business plan. Start it, and I hope in 1995 we will have it on the way, even before then, inshallah, because we are planning to make some steps in this year before December is out. We plan to make some steps, but we won't see results until sometime in 1975, maybe after about April 1975, inshallah. Mm-hmm. I mean 1995. Well, that 75 was such a big day for me. Yeah, shoot. That 1975 was deeply ingrained into my bones, you know. 1975, yeah. No, 1995, I'm sorry. Yeah, 1995, I think April, by April, inshallah, we'll be on the way. And I hope that we'll have at least the beginning of a catalog before that time that we can show you so you see exactly what we have that we can get you. Yes. You don't want to encourage you to buy a lot of luxuries, but really a good watch is not a luxury. Common people need good watches now. We are told that we can get the watches. It's going to be terrific. Watches. We have a source where we can get watches, and if we can get if everything turns out to be exactly as I've been given it, it's going to be terrific. We'll be able to put the brothers and sisters in the watch business. Pretty soon you'll have businesses downtown. You'll be able to compete with anybody else. Yeah. You get same price that those big shots get them downtown. Same price. You'll be able to compete with the big shots downtown, inshallah. Yeah. And that's what we need. And then once we have people like that getting established in business like that, and they're making real good money, and they're good people, you're going to see the difference in this community. Because they'll go from that into other business. They'll invest in other things. And pretty soon, we'll be employed ourselves. We'll be entrepreneurs. We'll be a community of business people, a community of entrepreneurs, you know. And that's going to happen. That's what we want. That's what we want. We want to become employers, not employees. Employers. Well, I thank you. And I hope you understand what we want for Islam in America. We want to see a community grow here. We want to have Muslim neighborhoods one day with thriving businesses, Muslim businesses. We want them to not come as tourists and just go to Chinatown. We want them to come to African-American Muslim town. See, it doesn't have to be a town. So when we say towns, some of us think we have to have a whole city. They just got They just got a business district. They got a business street sometimes, just one street. One long street, a lot of Chinese stores, restaurants, and stores, grocery stores and Chinese restaurants, and they call it Chinatown. Yeah. So I'd like to see us have our town. And tourists coming in there. See, when we get there, we don't have to depend on us trading. You have people going, we want to have restaurants so fine and dishes so fine, menus so fine, that we have people coming from Sweden and saying, I'm going to Hafez. There's one of those African American Muslim restaurants there. I read about it in the travel magazine, an airline magazine. I'm going to have to visit that restaurant, go there and see that restaurant. You know, we got a brother who's so popular with his small restaurant. He got a small restaurant. He has a fine product in the West, one of the members of our community. His restaurant hit the first page of the local paper, and he had people coming from different ethnic groups just to buy his food at this restaurant. So we're not talking about a dream. We're talking about something that is already happening, but we need to do it in a bigger way. Thank you very much. May God guide us always. As-salamu alaykum.
Join us next time for the public broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write WDM Publications. Call 1-708-862-7733 or write Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.